Hello?
Hey there, Rose. You hung up on me. On a recorded line, were you or a loved one exposed to Roundup weed killer in the past?
I really don't. I cannot deal with this right now. I mean, I have got too many other things going on in my life that
Well, the good news is that the attorneys take all of the weight off of your shoulders, Rose. There's not really much that you have to worry about on your end. A quick 5 or 10 minute conversation with me, and I can let you know if you're eligible to participate. The attorneys handle on pulling or handle pulling all of the medical records for you. There's not really much that you have to do on your end. You kind of just let the attorneys do what they have to do and see if they're able to help you get a settlement. They are settling on Roundup currently, so it's not something that you want to miss out on, especially if you were using Roundup. So it's definitely something that, in my opinion, you should definitely look into. Were you exposed to Roundup in the past?
Yes, I have. We used it for killing weeds around our house. I live right next to a farmer, and I know he's used it on his field.
Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit for a potential settlement?
Okay.
And just want to confirm, you haven't gotten an attorney to help you out with this yet, or filled out any paperwork, or sent anything back yet?
No, I haven't.
Gotcha. Have you ever been diagnosed with any conditions at all, like leukemia or lymphoma, anything like that?
I have MCL, monoclonal B cell leukocytosis or something. It's a form of leukemia.
Gotcha. Let's see. Do you know? Let me see here. And what was that one more time? Do you mind kind of ex or saying that one more time so I could try to do a.
Okay, it's spelled MO. NOCONAL B cell lympho, and it's SYSIS, I think it's how the it's lymphocytosis. I can't pronounce it.
No problem. Let me see. I got it
I
right
mean, I
now.
started out a year ago with CLL, and now it's MCL.
Gotcha. Let me see here. And do you know if, has the doctor told you if it's cancerous at all or anything like that?
No, he hasn't. We're right now just, I mean, this just came up within the last 3, 4 months that it went from CLL to MCL.
Okay,
I
so
mean, I see the,
you were dealing with CLL.
yeah,
Gotcha,
and we were
so.
just monitoring it, and then all of a sudden, blood work started changing.
Gotcha. Sorry to hear that you were dealing with that. Yeah, chronic lymphocytic or lymphocytic leukemia is one of the conditions that we're looking for, and it sounds like the CLL progressed into the other condition, correct? Gotcha.
Yes.
So sorry to hear that. And
Yeah,
so
and then my husband's up in the hospital, so it's like, I don't need any more on my plate. I've had enough this year.
gotcha. And what was the date of your secondary diagnosis for the MCL? Are you sure it's not MBL?
No, it's not MDL, it's MCL. God, okay, I was in and seen the doctor. Let's see, I see him in April. April, March. It had to have been in either February. I think it was just recently.
Gotcha. So at the
I
beginning
was
of
going through my mail portal, and that's when I found it. I think it was like February 6th I seen him,
gotcha.
seen my oncologist.
And when were you initially diagnosed with the CLL?
Oh, June. I'm trying to think, was it June 3rd or June 15th of 2024?
Gotcha. So just recently. I'm sorry to hear that you're
Yes.
dealing with those. I'm probably incredibly traumatic to have to go through. And
Yesterday, I've had been on an emotional roller coaster for quite some time.
absolutely. I mean, the good thing about these or about this lawsuit is, I mean, Roundup is is responsible for a lot of the conditions that it sounds like you're dealing with. So if you are able to or eligible for a settlement, you'd be holding Monsanto, the manufacturer of Roundup, responsible. I mean, especially if they are responsible for the conditions that you're dealing with there. And you'd be filing this claim on behalf of yourself, right?
Yes.
Gotcha. And how old were you when you were initially diagnosed with the CLL?
70.
Gotcha. And do you have a birth certificate?
I've got it somewhere. I've been digging in the safe and moving stuff around lately that I know I've got it somewhere.
Gotcha. What about anyone else that was using Roundup? I mean, I'm sure there was probably other people around the house that were using the Roundup as well, right?
God, no. Because it's just me and my husband here.
Gotcha. At the end of our phone call, I'll be providing you all of my contact information. So that way, if you do know of anyone else, you can absolutely share my phone number with them.
Yeah.
We could see if we're able to help them get a settlement potentially as well. And how many years were you using Roundup for? How many years were you spraying it?
Oh, my God. We've lived here. It's going to be 31 years now in July. So you want to figure 30 years with the guy to the west and the south of us spraying his field.
Were you spraying it directly? Or were you just...
Yeah, we were spraying it around for the weeds and that. And I suppose maybe the last... Oh, God. 25 years, at least.
Gotcha. And within those 25 years that you were using Roundup, I'm assuming that you used it a total of more than 10 times or more than 10 days, right? Within those 25 years.
Oh, yeah.
Within a given summer, like, how often would you go out there and spray it, do you think? Would it be, like, once every 3 months, or?
Probably, yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I think we'd start when spring came, and then it was like, okay, they're back.
Yeah, and then the Roundup, like, when it rains and stuff like that, it doesn't last for too long, so I'm sure you'd be out there spraying it, you know, every few months or so. Gotcha. So within the 25 years, if you, let's just say you used it every 3 months, so about 4 times a year, within those 25 years, you would have about 100 days of exposure. At least.
Yeah.
Right?
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
And the phone that we're speaking on now, is this a smartphone or a landline?
Smartphone.
Gotcha. And are you a citizen of the United States?
Oh, yes. I was born, bred, and raised here.
Gotcha. And I'm sorry, to backtrack just a bit here, when did you initially receive the CLL diagnosis? You said in 2024, but do you remember the month?
June,
gotcha.
Either June 3rd or June 15th. I can't remember what day I seen the doctor on. It was an emotional day.
Absolutely. Yeah, I can imagine the memories from that day are foggy, understandably. I'm going to go through a few questions here. These are yes or no questions. I just want to see if you were diagnosed with any other major health conditions at all. So we'll get through these quick. Were you ever diagnosed with HIV or AIDS?
No.
How about any autoimmune diseases?
No.
Gotcha. Hepatitis C?
Nope.
What about rheumatoid arthritis throughout your body anywhere?
Not that I know of.
Gotcha. Diabetes? Are you dealing with diabetes type 1 or type 2?
Nope.
Gotcha. Any other cancers requiring chemotherapy other than the CLL or the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Nope.
Gotcha. Do you have a family history of cancers at all?
My father died of a type of stomach cancer. He had a couple, I think he had a sister that died of brain cancer. I'm not sure.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
And then on my mom's side, I'm not sure if any of them had cancer or not. I know I had an uncle that died of a ruptured stomach aneurysm.
Oh my goodness. My condolences. That's really scary, Rose. Have you ever had any organ transplants in the past at all?
No.
What about hepatitis B?
Nope.
Epstein-Barr virus?
What's that?
It's like herpes.
Well, if I got to ask what it is, I guess I haven't had it.
Yeah, it's like herpes simplex virus, basically.
No.
Gotcha. Lupus?
Nope.
Gotcha. And let me see here. We already established you were using it about 3-4 times a year, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you spray Roundup for at least one full year before your diagnosis? That's a definite yes, right?
Oh, yeah. That's a definite yes.
And you said that you started spraying Roundup about 25 years ago. So safe to say about 2000 sometime?
I would say that.
Gotcha. And
I'm sitting here going, we're coming up on our 50th wedding anniversary, and I remember we had a celebration here for our 25th.
That's
and it
amazing.
Seems to me we were using it before that.
Gotcha, gotcha, Rose. That's amazing, by the way. Congratulations. That's a huge milestone. Is that considered the gold or diamond?
Gold.
Gold. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not too many people nowadays make it that far.
Yeah.
They usually hang it up before then.
Yeah. Well, that's amazing. I can only hope to find a love as true as that one day. That's absolutely amazing. And if you had to guess, when did you stop using Roundup? When was the last time that you ever sprayed it?
Oh, probably a couple of years ago, because we just had so much other stuff going on in our lives that we just forget it. I'll hire somebody to come and weed whack it or do whatever every week to keep the weeds down.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, especially if you got a big yard too, or hiring someone to do it for you, especially, you know, dealing with these conditions. Absolutely. I understand that.
Yeah.
When you were using the Roundup, were you using any protective gear at all?
No.
Gotcha. And where did you
never say anything on the bottle to use protective gear, so just went out and did it.
Absolutely. Same thing with me. I used to do like landscaping work around my grandparents' house, and I would use it as well. I mean, I'm pretty young still. I'm only 29. I haven't been diagnosed with anything, but I talk with a lot of people who have used it, who have been diagnosed with things. And let me just knock on wood right now, because it's a scary thought. Absolutely.
And just pray to the good Lord that you don't ever get diagnosed with it.
Absolutely. It's scary. And you know that kids were using it, right? Kids were using Roundup, because when I was using it, I was much younger than what I am now. This is back when I was doing landscaping and yard work for my grandparents. So I was using it like between the ages of like 13 up until about 17. And it's unfair that Monsanto could be putting out a product that's could potentially be getting kids, adults, anyone exposed to potential harmful chemicals that are causing cancers and things like that. It's terrible.
Yeah. And then putting us, I mean, yeah, I'm going to be 71 here in just a couple months, but still, I'm not old yet.
No, absolutely.
I'm not in a wheelchair headed to the nursing home. So, I mean, it's like I got 2 grandkids. I'm not ready to call it quits here.
Absolutely. And where did you apply the Roundup, and how big of an area was it that you were applying?
It would have been around our house. And we have an oversized attached garage, so it just would have been around the building sites.
Gotcha. Would you say maybe if you had to guess the square footage, 3,000 to 5,000 square footage?
Well, our property is just a little over a half an acre, and that's with the house on it.
My goodness. So pretty large area.
Gotcha. Yeah. I guess it would be.
Yeah, I just put half an acre. That's fine.
Yeah.
And in what state were you using the product in?
Minnesota.
Minnesota. Gotcha. And it was just residential. You never used it for work or anything like that, right?
No.
Gotcha. And you'd mentioned that you were exposed directly. It was you personally spraying the Roundup.
Yeah.
Gotcha. And how often were you present during the application of Roundup? Every time, right? It was always you spraying it.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Do you live near a water well?
We have our own private well
Gotcha.
because we're out in the country.
Do you get your water from a well?
Yeah.
And have you ever had the water well tested before?
When we moved in and we had perfectly good water.
Gotcha. And how about any other herbicides? Have you ever been exposed to any others besides Roundup at all?
Not that I know of.
Gotcha. And this next question, it's if you don't know what it is, I doubt it, but have you ever been exposed to benzene?
Benzene. I've heard of it, but I'm not sure what it is.
It's a chemical, basically. It's used in, let me see. It's used to make like plastics, resin, synthetic fibers, lubricants, dye, stuff like that. You most likely wouldn't have been exposed to it if you didn't work in a
No.
factory or anything like that.
No.
And have you ever been exposed to Agent Orange?
No.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's typically the veterans that fought in the
Yeah.
Vietnam War were exposed to that. And what type of Roundup were you using, concentrate or premix?
I don't know, come in a big old
It was
thing
already,
that yeah.
you didn't have to mix it yourself, right? You never had to like mix the Roundup and.
I never did. My husband probably, I mean, I don't know. He might have mixed it. He might have got it. I don't remember.
Okay.
Because then I
And
know he put it in this little, like a sprayer that you'd pump and spray a little bit, then pump and spray a little bit more.
he was probably buying the concentrate then if he was like putting it in the sprayer himself and stuff. And do you guys remember where you had purchased the Roundup from? Was it like Walmart, Home Depot, Lowe's?
No.
What store do you guys have near you that you guys would typically go shopping at?
Walmart.
Walmart? Yeah, that's probably where you guys would buy it. And do you, and this is okay if you don't, but do you have receipts of your Roundup purchases still?
No, not
Gotcha.
at all. Probably not.
I don't think anyone would have kept
That's just,
those. Gotcha.
yeah, just because it's part of home maintenance and you can't take it off on income tax, so why keep it?
Right, and no one ever expected that issues like this would arise, so a lot of people were just throwing
Yeah.
those receipts away. And do you currently have any Roundup in your possession, like in your garage or storage units anywhere? Gotcha.
I don't think we do.
If you do have any in your possession, don't destroy it or do anything with it. The attorneys will probably ask you for some pictures if you do have any in your possession. But if you don't, that's completely fine. Have you ever smoked before?
Yes, I have.
Gotcha. And about how many years did you smoke?
I am still smoking. I think I started smoking when I was 18, 19, something like that. I have
Gotcha.
attempted to quit more than once.
It's tough. It's tough. So you're 70 now, right?
Yes.
Gotcha. So for about 52 years or so.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Gotcha. Are you currently employed?
No, I am retired.
Gotcha. And have you lost any time in the past from work due to surgeries or treatments related to your conditions?
No.
Gotcha. Have you ever served in the military?
No.
And have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits at all?
No.
Gotcha. Have you ever filed for a disability or workers' compensation claim?
No.
And have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
Gotcha. Other than minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
Yeah, I got a Dewey.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
I was stupid one night.
Yeah, it happens. It happens. No, it's not something to laugh at, but I understand.
I'll put it this way, when I got, they put me in the back of the cop car, and I says, God, Rosie, when you mess up royal. You and your bright ideas. Hello.
And what was the, do you remember the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
Dr. Akeem Lewis, Mayo Clinic Oncology in Albert Lea, Minnesota.
Mayo Clinic, gynecology.
Oncology.
Oncology, I'm sorry.
Yeah, and he's based in Albert Lea, Minnesota.
Gotcha. Let me see. I'm going to do a quick Google search to see if I can find that. Let me see. And what city is it in?
What, pardon?
What city was it in?
Albert Lea, Minnesota.
Gotcha. Let's see. The Mayo Clinic.
Yes.
Gotcha. Let's see if I can get a. I'm trying to find an address for that center there so that way our attorneys know where to pull medical records from and stuff like that. Do you remember the street that it was located on by chance?
No, I just know how to get there.
No problem. It's the Mayo Clinic Oncology in Albert Lea, right? That's
Yep.
ALBERTLEE, two different words.
LEA.
LEA, gotcha.
Yeah, two different words.
Let's see. Do you remember if it was, let me see. Okay, I think I found it here. The Mayo Clinic. It was it off of Park Avenue or Fountain Street?
Fountain Street sounds familiar.
Gotcha. Okay, I think I got it here. And do you have medical records that indicate your cancer diagnosis and what type it was?
She has them. Yeah, I have a portal that I can get on and see, like when I go in for blood work in that, and it'll pop up on my portal. After I've seen the doctor, his notes, his diagnosis, and everything, I can get right to it.
Gotcha. And that's not anything that you have to worry about. Like I mentioned at the beginning of this call, the attorneys do work on pulling medical records and stuff for you. So, not anything that you have to really stress about yourself. And let me see. And how has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life? You can be as detailed or as short as you'd like here.
It sucks.
Did it cause like depression and stuff like that?
I did. Yeah, I went to about a depression because it was like, I don't want this. I don't need it. I hate it, and every kind of emotion you can think of, I went through.
Yeah, I'm sure it affected your family pretty greatly as well.
Yeah, we were, living on pins and needles for 3 weeks before we got in to see a doctor, and we didn't know what was going on.
Gotcha.
I mean, I couldn't even stand to look at my grandkids, and I'd start bawling. It's like, okay, turn the faucet off. No, it ain't gonna turn off. My kids, my husband, it was like, I don't want to die.
Gotcha. Yeah, I can't imagine having to go through that and your family having to go through that as well, Rose. And what hospital were you receiving treatment at? Was it the same hospital
I've
that?
not had any chemo or radiation yet.
Gotcha.
We're still just kind of, well, let's see. I mean, it all depends upon what the blood work. And if, and I know he's, the doctor told me that these two types of leukemia can cause problems with your spleen, so we monitor the size of my spleen all the time and make sure that that's nothing's going on with that at the moment.
Gotcha. And the doctors that are currently monitoring you are the same ones there at the Mayo Clinic?
Yes, it'd be Dr. Lewis.
Gotcha. Let's see. Give me one second here. Do you mind real quick if I place you on a brief hold for just one second, Rose?
Okay.
Just want to verify one thing. I'll be right back. I won't have you on hold
Okay.
for longer than a minute. One second.